It's August 17, the day that the construction of the Berlin Wall began in 1961. It stood for nearly 30 years.
East German soldiers sealed off the line dividing the eastern sector of Berlin from the American, French and British zones in the west. And the notorious Berlin Wall began to take shape.
In 1980, on this day, Lindy and Michael Chamberlain's nine-week-old baby, Azaria, went missing from their tent at Ayers Rock.
And I ran towards the tent. I was only 5 yards away from it, perhaps, and I looked in a carry basket and she wasn't there.
Still so much mystery surrounding that disappearance 40-plus years later. And in 2017, One Nation leader Pauline Hanson caused outrage wearing a burqa into Parliament.
There has been a large majority of Australians wish to see the banning of the burqa.
To the birthdays, one of the all-time greatest actors, Robert De Niro, is 78 today. He won Academy Awards for Raging Bull and Godfather 2, but there's been so many great performances.
Are you talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here.
AFL coaching record holder Mick Malthouse is 68. He's coached 718 games, but his last posting with Carlton didn't end well.
The next statement made by the club was really not great for my players.
Great Aussie actress Noni Hazelhurst is also 68, has gone from play school and presenting on Better Homes and Gardens to some brilliant TV and movie roles.
Get it in your head. I don't need you. I don't need you to work for me. I don't need you to run the place.
Former Go-Go Belinda Carlisle is 63, went on to a successful solo career highlighted by this hit. Another Oscar winner, Sean Penn, celebrates his 61st, got his Academy Award for Milk.
Because of all the evil in the world, from Vietnam to diaper rash.
And US tennis great Jim Courier is 51, the winner of 2 Australian Open titles. Remember, he jumped in the Yarra after both of those wins.
Game, set, match, career.
Finally, the man they called Mr. Football, AFL legend Ted Whitten, died aged 62 on this day in 1995.
They go off the ground and they're back 3 minutes later kicking goals and running around as if nothing's happened to them.
Remembering Mr. Football, Ted Whitten, on August 17.